You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask. Welcome back to this edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. My name is Brad. We've got a question from Yolandi today, and Lindsay Parry's with us once again. Lindsay, nice to touch base.
How's it, Brad? How are you doing?
Very, very good, thank you. Unfortunately, Yolandi's not doing that good. She's pulled a tendon, and she's got slight inflammation. It's the tendon between her calf and the ankle on her left leg on the inner side, not the Achilles tendon. It's not torn, and there's no visible bruising at all. It's just slightly swollen and pulling terribly whenever she tries to run. She says this morning she only managed to run about a K and a half and had to stop because it was pulling so badly. She's worried that she might injure it more, so she turned around and walked back to the start. She knows she needs to rest it now, but how does she ensure that she maintains her fitness without injuring the muscle and tendons any further? Can she go swimming? And if so, how much swimming does she need to do to ensure she gets enough training in? Can she continue with her strength training, or should she rather leave that for this week as well? The clinic nurse that she saw suggested she rest for 3 days. She got some patches, anti-inflammatory patches, and a compression ankle support as well. Is this sufficient rest time, and what else can I do to ensure recovery? She's preparing for her qualifier that she's planning on running at the end of Feb, so she can't afford to lose any fitness and also can't have prolonged injury time. Any suggestions would be appreciated.
Okay, so in the immediate short term, that needs ice. It needs ice 2 to 3 times a day for 10 to 15 minutes at a time. So bang a whole lot of blocks of ice into a thin bag, and then using a really thin material like a cloth or something that's really thin, you put that over the ankle, and then you apply the ice. So you just don't want the ice to be directly on the skin. And you do that for 10 to 15 minutes. That'll help to reduce that inflammation a lot. You need to rest until the swelling is gone, and rest from running, that is. You can continue with strength training provided that you feel no pain and discomfort while doing the exercises. You can do things like the elliptical, cycling, swimming, and rowing, again, with a proviso that you don't feel any pain and discomfort in that, what's probably the posterior tibialis tendon. It's probably the one that is sore, but whichever one it is, there you can do any cardiovascular exercises that does not cause any pain and discomfort to that. If you can't do any of those things, then I think you need to escalate and get yourself to a physiotherapist. I would probably go that route anyway. But in the short term, those anti-inflammatory patches, the ice, 3 to 4 days of rest will tell us quite a lot. And then obviously jump back into the forum after those 4 days. Let us know how much healing has taken place, if you can do strength training, if you can do any cross training. And if you can't do any of those things after 3 or 4 days, then we will steer you in the right direction.
Brilliant. Lindsay, thank you very much for that. And Yolandi, I hope that that gets sorted out pretty quickly ahead of your qualifier. Don't forget, if you have any questions to ask, you can pop them in the forum on the Coach Parry app. All you need to do to get that app is head over to coachparry.com/join. You get access to over 100 training programs, access to the coaches as well, as a very, very supportive community. That's coachparry.com/join. Hey, it's Brad here again. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Before I go, we're giving away 3 months access to the Coach Parry Training Club to the value of 1,000 Rand at the end of this month. So if you would like to stand a chance of winning, simply leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever podcast app you're listening to this podcast on. And don't forget, if you've got a question you need help with, or you'd like to run as well as we know you can, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.